And now, today's vital statistics. Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca, died unexpectedly Thursday due to a farming accident. Visitation will be held Sunday from 2 until 6 and Monday from 9 until the service time at 11 at the Ithaca High School Gymnasium. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family for a scholarship in Briggs' name. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. For Briggs Nelson Maxwell, 14, of Ithaca. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval, died August 20th. Funeral services for Michael will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. Visitation will be held Sunday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and on Monday from 9:45 until 10:45 at the church. Burial will be following at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Casanova. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Michael Neary, 62, of Laval. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel, died Monday at Mayo Clinic in La Crosse. The funeral service for Boz will be held at noon Monday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Casanova, died Wednesday at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial with military rites will be in St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Visitation will be held Monday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and on Tuesday from 10 until 10:45 at the church. John H. Deidelhoff, 79, of Casanova. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley at 2:30. Visitation will be held on Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of the mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, we encourage you to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team. Or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died Sunday at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, September 5th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown. And Joan O. Allball, 93, of Bloom City, died Friday at her home. Funeral services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Joan O. Allball, 93, of Bloom City.